his hair. Dead eyes go in circles. And then I was here, but baby, you were my world. Sex for the wishes. Pretend that you're happy.
Pretend that you're happy. Pretend that you're happy. Deep blue eyes, I compromise my into your life. So we can try something so nice, something so nice. Oh me, oh my, we makes her cry. We be so shy and grip so tight. So here we lie under night sky. Under night sky. Under night sky. Pretend that you're happy.
In his bed was made. His hair was for you. The heart was broken up, but there was nothing to do but you gon' fuck it. Baby, gon' fuck it. Pretend that you're happy. I'ma love his hair. Dead eyes go in circles. And then I was here, but baby, you were my world. Sex for the wishes. Pretend that you're happy.
You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another edition of Asian Wave 101 live on CITR 101.9 FM, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese and Korean music and entertainment news. Broadcasting to you live from the city of Vancouver on the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. And today, I have some very, very sad news for all of you, because today will be the last time that Asian Wave 101 broadcasts out of the studio I'm in right now. The move has almost finished, and soon our station's broadcasts and programs will be turned over to our new space located in The Nest, which is the brand new student union building on the UBC campus. Got a brand new space, brand new studio. Everything sounds like it's got so much promise and is looking great so far. But honestly, I am so sad that I won't be using this space anymore. I've been coming to this space every single week for a while now. This studio has always had so much character, and I'm definitely going to miss coming here every single week to do a show. But such is life. I got my start here, and this is where I kind of got into everything related to radio and broadcasting. So it's sad to say that I'm no longer going to be going to the space that where everything got started, really. But that's not to say I'm not happy to be moving to a brand new space. It's a fresh start, and hopefully you'll be able to join us on Saturday the 27th at the party for the official opening of CITR's new studio right here on campus. But for now, I got some music. And today, what with summer officially beginning with the summer solstice on the 21st, we've now gone into the sunnier, brighter part of the year. But today, unfortunately, that is not the case. And this week, I've lined up some songs to kind of reflect the hope for the sunnier weather, for the sunnier weather to come, to reflect that sort of warmth and the brightness that the summer season should be bringing. First up, I have a song from Taiwanese singer Elva Hsiao. The song I have from her today is called Fang Ai Qing Yi Ge Jia, which translates to Give Love a Vacation. It's a light, summery song featuring a nice, soothing acoustic vibe. The song in itself is actually quite true to the title. It's about letting go of the need and want for love, taking time really for yourself and learning to love yourself first and foremost. She's actually expressing this to the other party in the relationship. In the lyrics, she actually says, "I will support you and work together with you. Don't give up. At least we can share in the loneliness." Overall, it's expressing the need to have your own time, not committed to another, and loving and bettering yourself before committing your heart and your life to another person. And it's really a perfect song for the arrival of the summer season, and another reason why I've actually talked about cuffing season a few times on the show. And for those of you who don't remember cuffing season, it's what it means is that it's the colder seasons during the year where people who would normally rather be single find themselves wanting to be in a relationship. And since that's officially come to the end, this song is the complete opposite of that idea of cuffing season. Starting off with something bright and upbeat, Elva Hsiao, Give Love a Vacation. That was Elva Hsiao with Give Love a Vacation. It was a part of a compilation album of some of her greatest hits that came out in 2012 called Supergirl. Elva has a very extensive discography full of songs of many different styles. She's been in the industry for a very, very long time. And if you're interested, definitely go and check out some of her other material. She's got a little something for everyone. Moving on, I'm going to switch things up a bit with a song from Korea's underground hip-hop scene. The song is by an artist I've been listening to quite a lot lately, and I thought I definitely had to share a song with you. He goes by the name of Utan, written out as W-U-T-A-N. He is a part of the Vis Major crew, a collective of independent artists composed of several well-known rappers like Deep Flow and Don Mills. In 2014, he released an album under the crew's record label, Vis Major Company, called Zureka, which contains the song I have from him today. The song from Utan is called Jakak... give me a minute here. My Korean is not great. Jakak Mong, which translates to lucid dream. For those unfamiliar with the term lucid dream, essentially it's a dream where the person who is having this dream is actually completely fully aware of the fact that he's not entirely awake, that he is actually having a dream. But they are almost in a state close to being awake, where they can actually exert a degree of control over the imaginary experiences and affect their own participation in the dream. And often these dreams turn out to be extremely vivid and realistic. The entire track is a metaphor for a lucid dream. He dreamt of being an entertainer, something others told him was unrealistic or just not even possible. He achieved it, and still feels like it's not entirely real, but it is. It's reality, yet feels like a dream that's simply really vivid. But like a lucid dream, he can manipulate it and decide how it goes for himself. The song features AOMG's Gray singing the hook. It's a very uplifting song, very inspirational, and maybe one day we'll all be living our own lucid dreams. Utan featuring Gray, Lucid Dream.
Shit I nine, all these man and I know Naha na tangle mankum, ease and don't joke about it. Young shit and dano ga na solti na kineto. I think nan gopting ega dress and gag and jolt wops up. E key to gigo quang makin night, she jot eh. Nan naked a pack of one money good so get me to machine on that. Nam jaggy, temu nan about a bad chicken man han about see yeah. She's on it and think of better that go na na I don't beat up and my bomb and nanny to man ask Germany can I got captain.
Running machine, 위를 달리듯 계속해질 자리라고 정신 차려보는 시간 건 내가 그린 그림 속 필요한 건 뒷배경이 아닌 얼굴에 만족스러운 미소 잊고 있었지 이 모습은 오래전부터 내가 바래왔던 것 바래왔던 걸 돌아보지 못하고 지나쳤지 뛰기 바빠서 이 무대와 많은 사람들의 관심과 시선 내 꿈이었던 이 모든 것들이 이제 너무 당연해졌어
That's why I'm feeling like I'm dreaming now. Yeah. 난 내가 바랬던 꿈을 꾸는 중이야.
난 이젠 더 깊이 잠들길 바라고 이뤄질 거라고 믿어. 이건 자각몽.
A lucid dream, a lucid dream, a lucid dream. 나 내가 살 거라는 걸 I'm dreaming now Don't wanna wake up 난 믿어 내가 믿는 것들이 다 이루어질 거라는 걸 I'm dreaming now Don't wanna wake up 믿어 나 내가 살 거라는 걸 I'm dreaming now Don't wanna wake up 난 믿어 내가 믿는 것들이 다 이루어질 거라는 걸
Wu-Tang featuring Gray, Lucid Dream, very inspirational track. He's doing big things along with the rest of the Vice Major crew. If you're into indie hip-hop underground rappers, Wu-Tang is definitely one artist that you want to keep an eye out for. He was the underdog for a while when he first hit the scene a few years back, but now he's one of the rising stars of Korean hip-hop. Definitely, definitely go and check him out. Next song that I've lined up for you is more of the pop stuff. It's by a four-member girl group called Bestie. It's their new single, Excuse Me, composed by the hit-making production team Double Sidekick. The idea behind Excuse Me is not the typical Korean music fair where they're trying to catch the attention of a guy wanting to be noticed, all of that. What this Excuse Me is the sort of Excuse Me, move aside type of Excuse Me, because here they're actually calling out the guys a little for being too aggressive and cocky when approaching girls, and another is that they're actually saying, oh, your pickup lines are lame as hell. To add to this overall message, in the music video, the girls actually find this magic pair of sunglasses, which when they put it on and they see the guys that are approaching them, it actually reveals their true nature, like creepy stalker, pervy sort of person, that kind of thing. Exposing the true nature of all these guys is essentially what the glasses are meant to do. But that's the overall message of the song, calling out all the guys, calling them lame. But this is still really good in its own way, because this is actually breaking away a lot from the standard Korean music messages. So let's check that out now. Bestie with Excuse Me.
Huh. What you talking about? 함부로 말하지 마. 쉽게 나 넘보다가 큰일 날지 몰라. 여자 찾아보던가 아니면 가던 길 지나가던가
Hey, I don't think you understand
3, 2, 1, hit it Excuse me, excuse me 나 좀 바쁜 목요일 빚이 Excuse me, excuse me 너를 상대할 시간 없지 여기저기 쿠쿠쿠쿠 질러보내 투투투 Oh no Excuse me, excuse me 관심 좀 꺼줄래
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan building at UBC. There's also space available to study. I can't stop.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break, we heard Excuse Me by Bestie, a glorious display of vocals and just a really, really catchy song. However, I must say that the real highlight of the song is that funky horn line, that trumpet line that kind of dominates the melody of the song. It is really synthesized, and it sounds fakey at times, but it does what it's meant to do, which is create a sort of retro feel to that song, and that's something that I feel is missing a lot of the time with modern pop music. Next up, I have two songs in Chinese. The first one of the two is by the always amazing Khalil Fong. The song from Khalil is called Hei Bai Hui, which means black, white, gray. It features his more experimental sound. It's loaded with his trademark jazz style, very bouncy drum beat, and just hits all the right spots when it comes to musicality. Khalil is just simply doing what he does best and showing some mad love to genres and styles that are often neglected in Chinese music. The idea behind Black, White, Gray is he is addressing human perception of the world in a sense. He says that the world isn't simple. It's not black and white. People are not simple. How is it possible to decide who's good, who's bad, what's true, and what's false? He poses the question of whether it's possible the world is just one big planet of gray. Everyone and everything is somewhere in between. Not really on one side, and definitely not really on the other. This song is definitely not your typical Chinese music fare. Nothing lovey-dovey, no sappy romances. Khalil really goes beyond all of that. That's coming up next, and afterwards, we'll have Taiwanese superstar Jolin Tsai with the song off her 2012 album, Dr. Jolin.
Change
Khalil Fong, Black, White, Gray, and after that was Jolene Tsai with Dr. Jolene. And in that song, Jolene Tsai actually kind of takes the part of, essentially, I guess you could say it's like a love doctor, or even Cupid for that matter, where she actually talks about how people should let her help them find love, that she will help them find the cure for their loneliness and not another heartbreak. As if it's kind of like saying, she's telling them to love and be loved, and don't ever hold it back whenever you're loving someone. So very positive message like that. Jolene Tsai always delivering the positively charged music. Plenty of EDM influence in that one, which has been her staple genre since 2012. So definitely if you're into that sort of, I guess you could say that sort of world of music, you can definitely go and check that out. But for now, we're gonna go into our next segment where we catch up on some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world with Asian Entertainment News. And the first story that I have for you today is in sort of middle finger to SM Entertainment News. There's been a lot of this lately. A leaker has acquired a copy of SNSD's music video with Jessica. Earlier this week, a leaker, either a So-won, an SNSD fandom member, or an insider from SM Entertainment, posted several screenshots of an older version of Girls' Generation's music video for their recent comeback song called Catch Me If You Can. The video shows former member Jessica Jung singing and dancing with the rest of the group. When news of the photos being posted spread, SM Entertainment threatened to sue the leaker should the music video be posted. The leaker went forward with the posting of the music video, disregarding SM's statement that they will take legal action, and the video posted to YouTube was taken down very quickly, but has since spread to several other video sharing sites where policies regarding copyrighted materials are looser. Many members of the SNSD fandom So-won took to social media to express their thoughts regarding the surfacing of a video featuring a former member. One such poster wrote that she believed it was that you can never be Girls' Generation if you don't devote your soul. Jessica wasn't fully into the team. Let her do her business. And another one happened to write, some OT9s say that we don't bother the girls. No, you are bothering. Your existence is truly harassing the girls. Move on. You are rude because you want OT9 while looking on Jessica's rude behaviors toward the girls. The present progressive rude behaviors. And clearly, there is a lot of strong opinion coming out regarding this issue. And a lot of people would actually use this video to justify Jessica's essentially expulsion from the group, saying that looking at the music video, at certain times you can tell that she wasn't completely in sync with the rest of the members, or that she just wasn't using all of her effort and energy into this, and just further posting and plenty of schadenfreude. This goes back to late 2014 when it was first announced that Jessica would no longer be continuing as a member of the group. Jessica stated she had been forced out of the group, and it seems at this time that the group felt Jessica was not devoted enough to the group. She was focused on launching her fashion brand that year, Blanc and Eclair, and was apparently missing out on promotional activities with the rest of the group. So the other eight members, along with their management, decided to kick Jessica from the group. It seems that scenario is made more likely. Jessica announced she was no longer part of the group on September 30th, 2014. Catch Me If You Can was not released until April of 2015, indicating that the song and video were likely finished or at least nearing completion at the time of her departure. When the two videos are compared, Jessica's parts in the song and the video were removed and filled by another member. So, regardless of how you may feel about certain issues like this, because here in North America, or just here in the Western part of the world, what we are a lot of the times used to seeing is that groups eventually fall apart, whether it's personal differences or it's creative differences. No group ever seems to last forever. But with this one, though, it really does appear as if, again, I stated, it does seem more likely that the more likely scenario is that Jessica wasn't completely focused on the musical and promotional activities. Other members might have felt angry about that, and they all decided that it would be in everyone's best interest if she's just no longer promoted as part of the group. Regardless of what you may think, I will keep you updated, assuming this issue will further develop. But until then, all the best to Girls' Generation, all the best to Jessica in their individual fields right now. And hopefully this will resolve itself in an amicable and peaceful manner. And maybe, perhaps, more news like this will surface in the future, because there seems to be a lot of FUSM entertainment going on in the world these days. Next story I have is a bit of an epic collabo news. Recently in Taiwan, on June 20th, CN Blue frontman Chung Yonghua performed his solo show at the Tianmu Gymnasium in Taipei, the 2015 Chung Yonghua Live 15-day in Taiwan concert. He performed to a sold-out crowd of 4,000 screaming fans, and all of them were excited, and many of them donned a Bart Simpson mask for the event in honor of the artist's favorite cartoon character. A special surprise guest made an appearance at the concert. Singaporean singer-songwriter J.J. Lin appeared on stage to perform with Yonghua for singing their duet single Checkmate, which was released on Yonghua's solo album released earlier this year. Yonghua was really surprised of his presence and thanked all the people for coming out. And what made this even more special for him was that J.J. Lin brought out a birthday cake and sang happy birthday to him along with the rest of the fans. Chung Yonghua will also hold his encore concert one more fine day in Olympic Park, Olympic Hall, on July 18th and 19th in Seoul. Also occurring at this show, J.J. Lin took it upon himself to teach Yonghua how to say, "Oh, I'm so tired and I need a hug" in Mandarin. However, I must say that J.J. Lin definitely missed out on a very good opportunity to teach Yonghua some swear words. I don't know if that's necessarily the stuff that he's into, but for me, at least being a bilingual person myself, what would happen is that people, when they asked me to teach them something in Mandarin Chinese, they would often ask me how to teach them how to say something that's essentially cussing. But regardless, news like this is always good. It's amazing because that's just what we love here on the show as well. Collaboration between the two different worlds, between these two different music industries, coming together, performing, and just putting on a good show for the audience. Hopefully more news like this comes up in the future so I can share it with you. And hopefully just more of these collaborations just need to happen. This needs to happen. The world needs this. The Asian music scene needs this. Solidarity and not conflict. That will actually do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next week when we cover some more headlines and some more news stories. But until then, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we got some more music on Asian Wave 101, starting with our special Canadian Artist of the Week. Stay tuned, everyone. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 77th Annual Radio Relay Race.
That's right, Jim. Lots of great radio stations out on the track this morning, but my personal favorite is CITR. That baby's been going strong for close to 5 decades.
Astute observation as always, Bill, but I think the key is going to be passing the broadcast smoothly from the old sub to the new station in the nest.
Absolutely agree, Jim. Folks, you should tune in on Saturday, June 27th, and listen live to their first broadcast from the new station.
That was oddly direct, Bill.
You know how much I value clarity, Jim. The big changeover happens from 1 to 5 p.m. on the 27th.
Tune in then, folks.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
Back here live on Asian Wave 101. And right now, I got our Canadian Artist of the Week. It is Vancouver-based hip-hop duo Gentleman's Vibe with their song Apartments off their 2013 mixtape From Fist Fights to Pinstripes. This one, really mellow, really chill, amazing laid-back hip-hop song just for kicking back and maybe enjoying a nice drink. Really, what we love to do here at CITR 101.9 FM is that we love to show some support to all of the local artists here in Vancouver, doing their thing on the grind. And this one, really simple. You don't need me to explain it because the lyrics are in English. It's about the ladies. Just really chill, really mellow. Let's check it out now. This is something for that party vibe of summer where you're not necessarily going crazy, but you're just sitting back, good company, good food, all of the good vibes. Let's check it out now. Gentleman's Vibe, Apartments.
Apartment made out of bricks so they can't blow it down. So they can't blow it down. My heart sings, pulling heartstrings.
So let me take you backstage. I can show you off, I can show you in.
Quick front, break it down, hey. Summer dress set for a Sunday. Quick, looking finer than a Sharpay. Cause I'ma take you out like someday. So quick front, break it down, hey. Black dress fresh for a Friday. Cause you a knockout like a Rotte. But I'ma take you out like someday. So quick front, break it down, hey. No use in being enemies. Classic BD always gets the best of me. Well composed, she don't need a fucking symphony. Up all night, I guess it's breakfast at Tiffany's. Couple rings, her class is so Audrey. Hepburn, with ambition that's bigger than yours. Got this gentleman's head turned. Put to work like she posing for Forbes. Goddamn, shit, she on the front cover-ish. Vogue kind of tip, hard to resist. Dinner in the city, wine waiting to be sipped. Polished up a lift, a little red from her lips. Wanna dip, get away, take you to all the continents. Parents so conservative, but this bombshell's working it. Don't get it twisted, that finesse be so permanent. Let me get a cuz. Flat screens, flat drinks. Apartment made out of bricks, so they can't blow it down. So they can't blow it down.
My heart sings, pulling heartstrings. So let me take you backstage. I can show you off, I can show you in.
Quick front, break it down, hey. Summer dress set for a Sunday. Quick, looking finer than a Sharpay. Cause I'ma take you out like someday. So quick front, break it down, hey. Black dress fresh for a Friday. Cause you a knockout like a Rotte.
But I'ma take you out like someday.
So quick front, break it down, hey.
Cover her and go like, all the things that we could do in one night. But I ain't saying she a blonde dyke. I'm just saying all the things I would do for a Klondike. So tell me, is she about that life? Broadway traits, big city lights, ass like a Benz. Ain't thinking twice, said diamonds are forever, so her future's looking brighter. Mind of a writer, frame it like a picture. But I can get a naked, no twister. 50 Shades of Grey, she be stylish like a hipster. Law firm body, something kinda like an intern. But she big, Angelina Joe, so we can coexist, no Bradley. World in a world, no Hurricane Sandy. Award-winning dame, no Grammys.
Got those flat screens, flat drinks. Apartment made out of bricks, so they can't blow it down. So they can't blow it down.
My heart sings, pulling heartstrings. So let me take you backstage. I can show you off, I can show you in.
Quick front, break it down. Those flat screens, flat drinks.
That was Gentleman's Vibe with Apartments, something nice and laid back for all the listeners out there. Definitely, definitely go and check them out if you're into hip-hop, especially indie hip-hop. Support your locals, support your fellow Canadians out there doing their thing. That's what we love to do here at CITR 101.9 FM. You can find their new album and their mixtape online, and you can check them out on their YouTube channel. Just look up Gentleman's Vibe and find their Vivo, actually, so you know they're making some big moves now. Next up, I have a song that is, I guess you could say that it's, in terms of Korean music, it's really in the spirit of summer. Because one thing that's for certain about Korean music is that once the summer months roll around, it is the time for girl group comebacks, where all the girl groups that may have been inactive for even half a year just suddenly come out of nowhere, and they're all releasing these albums and these singles, these music videos, and it's just an onslaught of girl groups. No one is going to complain about that. And the song that I, and there, really, there's no better way to kind of celebrate the start of girl group season in Korean pop music than with the always, always awesome AOA Ace of Angels. Very recently, at the beginning of this week, they released their new single, Shim Kung Hae, which translates pretty much to heart attack. And what this one really is that it's really self-explanatory. They're meeting a guy, and they're so flustered, they're almost like so in love that just the very sight of him, his words, all of his gestures make him go crazy, and it's almost like they're having a heart attack. And this one is actually very summery. It's very, very summery because it's actually a very heavy EDM track, and it's actually so heavy that I actually saw someone post a joke online about how they thought this was not the original of Heart Attack, that it was the DJ Tiesto club remix of it, which I guess you'll find out for yourself very soon. But it's a good song, it's very catchy, and definitely, definitely really good for kicking off the start of girl group season in K-pop and just to celebrate summer. So let's check it out now. AOA with Heart Attack.
Rape sound.
Hey. 내 맘 열려 내 손을 마냥 막
asianwave101.9fm.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news, do send it to me as well. I want to hear from you, asianwave101@gmail.com. This week, of course, right afterwards, we got the Arts Report with Jake. And why don't you just briefly tell us what you've got planned for today's show?
We've got a few things going on. We're giving away a pair of tickets, so stay tuned if you want some tickets to a dance show called Weaver Woman. We've got an interview with one of the performers in that coming up. We also have an interview over the phone with the director, the assistant director of a show called The Imaginary Invalid, which is it was written in the 1670s by French playwright Molière. And of course, John Q, host of Cue It Up, is going to come in and tell us about his week in arts.
Mm-hmm. All right, amazing. Sounds like amazing stuff. Thank you so much for coming in today and just chatting with us for a bit, Jake.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and it'll be our last time in this studio.
Yes, it is the last time. It's my last time in the studio, too. It seems a little bit bittersweet, but everyone, I'm sure, is excited for the fresh start in the new studio. So thank you all so much for tuning in. Asian Wave 101, that will be this week's show. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, live from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory. Next week, I'll be broadcasting to you from our new space in the new sub on the campus. Thank you all for tuning in, and I'll see you all next time. Peace. Jay Park, so good
to play us out.
Feels good right here. Everybody clap your hand like this. A-O-N-G, dream team, come on. Cha-cha. I said,
Oh, 바로 이 느낌이야. 내가 원했던 느낌이야. 지금 모습이 너무 아름다워. Ooh, baby, 난 더 이상 못 참아. 같이 있었죠, 오늘 밤.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kasla. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaweetsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
It's been a long time that I walked this way of life. I'm 65 years old. I'm also a survivor of the residential school for 10 years. I was taken away at 5 years old. Early in 50s, I got five sisters and three brothers. Only three of us went to a residential school. Each one of them, my brother and sister, had their own story. I have mine. I went to residential school, Fort Albany, St. Anne's School, Fort George, Quebec, St. Joseph. In those schools, there was no love, no hugging. Seven of my co-students in residential school commit suicide. Seven of them that I know. Just recently, my young friend, my chum, passed away just the other day. Many years that I walk here, I feel good being a Squaw Bills. Some people call me an elder. I told them, you call me that again, I'll beat you up. I'm proud who I am, Anishinaabe. I just want to share that much. I cut it short, I used to talk 2 hours. But, Maurice Gadmas Nihikan Davasta. He got you to Bajimion. It comes from here. I lived that life. I felt those pain. Regrets for listening. Oh, watch it.
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is